My name is Brittany, and I want to welcome you to the Purpose Planner Podcast. I believe that life lessons, especially traumatic ones, heavily influence how we behave in life. Your ability to see, feel, and give love are deeply connected to these experiences. I believe once you identify your wounds, you can journey into the birthplace of the self-discovery your heart's always desired. Join me for a Purpose Planner conversation now. So you guys, today's topic is so good, I had to bring in some reinforcements. I have my bestie here, Chef Chris McClendon.
Yo, what's good, people?
We are going to dive into a topic. First of all, we talk about everything, but we're going to talk about situationships and just, you know, forewarning, if we go into a banter, do not judge us. Like, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
There is a possibility that we may forget that we're recording this just
facts.
Because.
Facts.
Like, we are both long-winded people. So,
facts.
Okay, let's just get into it. So, the definition of a situationship is a relationship that has no label, like a friendship, but more than a friendship. But not quite a relationship. So I have been in a situationship. I was in one for a year plus, unfortunately. And I feel like if I was not sleeping with this person, if I was not super just, man, like, you know when you see that one person and it's like all the heavens just opens up and it's like magic and butterflies, yeah, and fireworks, uh-huh, all at once. Like, this guy did that for me. Like,
yeah, he had an aura.
Yeah, he had an aura. I was just like, I was smitten. I was like, woo, it's a grown man.
Right.
And unfortunately, I my head got in the clouds and I miss every red flag possible. For one, we were talking about kids and naming our kids when we didn't even establish a freaking relationship. We couldn't even get the basics right. Like, I hadn't met his friends. He hadn't met my friends. I hadn't met his family. He hadn't met my family. Y'all, it was a year plus. So, I ignored all those red flags. And, got my feelings stupid hurt.
Ooh.
So would it be the receiving end of a situationship? To where I was the one that got my feelings hurt because I played along with the whole being in a relationship, but not claiming the title of boyfriend, girlfriend. So, yeah. What about you?
I've been in several situationships, but not necessarily by choice. I'm a Libra, so I'm very much a lover and a relationships-driven kind of person. And I think that they've happened on both sides. Sometimes I've received the short end of the stick where, you know, I'm definitely more emotionally attached than she is. And there have been times where I enjoyed the person at a level, but they were more emotionally attached. And, you know, typically situationships end very badly. So,
listen.
You know,
you laid out on the floor in your own tears.
Yeah. I had a situationship in the recent future. I mean, excuse me, in the recent past that was rough. Like, when I tell you, she completely gave me the bullet to the head. Like, it was almost comical how just blatantly ruthless her sever. Like, you know, a person will sever, like, a person, like, you know what, you know, this is it, you know, or whatever. Like, it was so just severely just rude how she just cut off our situationship, is that it really taught me a valuable lesson that, you know, you don't own anybody, and people have the prerogative to do and say pretty much whatever they want in a situationship. And because you've allowed yourself to be in a situation that gives them the freedom to tell you whatever they want, because they technically don't owe you anything. And I couldn't blame her for having the freedom to tell me that, because technically I didn't set boundaries.
Like, at the end of the day, it's a, both parties are to blame.
Sure.
I am not going to take the full responsibility for the situationship I was in. I am not.
Yeah, you should, though. At this point, you should take 100% full responsibility.
No, I don't. And the reason that I don't is because in my situation, I'm going to speak for me.
Sure.
I'm not going to speak for you.
Gotcha.
In my situation, I was fed, like, everything a girl would ever want to hear. And on a consistent basis, like, the man, I mean, was just so awesome with words.
Okay.
And I got infatuated with how, like, and but I feel like men have to take responsibility for this. I feel like you guys should know better than to continuously tell a woman you love her. Tell a woman she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Tell her she's absolutely perfect. Tell her, you crossing lines talking about something. I want you to be the mother of my children. It's certain words I feel like men know.
Are trigger points. Are trigger words.
Not trigger words. That men know hold a lot of weight. And
what I mean by trigger words, like, they trigger an emotion out of you. Like, they know that it pulls at your heartstrings when they say, you know, I want you to have my babies, or
I love you.
I love you, yeah, for sure.
Specifically the I love you. Maybe not the other ones. You know, I'll give guys the benefit of the doubt on that. But y'all ain't no boo-boo the fools. Y'all know women are more emotional, and we're nurturers. And, you know, we've grown up being able to express our emotions, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more. Actually, not a little bit, more than men. So,
That's fair.
It's easy, I feel like, in the right circumstance for a woman to fall in love. And I feel like if a guy is painting this awesome Picasso, and the Picasso was supposed to be all about y'all future, like, it's no surprise that the woman ends up falling hard for the guy. Because I'm using this as a metaphor, but it's a picture that the guy has painted. Like, men are the leaders in relationships, period. Whether they want to be or not. Men set the tone in relationships, period. Whether they want to be or not. So if you come in all guns blazing, talking about you're the most beautiful woman in the world, talking about you love me, talking about I want you to be the mother of my children, and, you know, we're naming kids, and we're making future plans, and we are consistently seeing each other. At some point, the woman is going to get attached. Period. If she's feeling the same way. Okay. If she's feeling the same way as you, then the woman is going to get attached.
Okay.
And at that point,
now,
when you've crossed into emotional intimacy, mental intimacy, physical intimacy, that responsibility is not there, you set yourself up for a situation.
Now, we friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know my situation. So you know that everything that you're saying from a perspective of, like...
But give them the details, because they don't know.
Okay. So, to your point, if a guy comes into a relationship, all guns blazing, listen, you are amazing. You are everything that I've wanted. You got the right temperament. You got the right aura. You got the right energy. We're compatible on so many different levels. And, you know, I love you. I can see a future. I want a future. Let's build towards something. He says everything, and he means it. And she says back, oh my God, I do believe we're soulmates. I do believe that, you know, I love you. I do believe everything that you're saying, I agree with. And then turns right around and says, you know what? But I changed my mind. I thought I did, but, you know, nah, that's not exactly what is true to me today.
And that's what the girl said to you. So
not in those words, but basically what it was is like, you know, I think that you kind of coming in guns blazing turned me off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, I'm not ready for that right now. I'm not ready for all of that. Got it.
But she said this to you, because we got to paint the picture for them. Okay. She said this to you after you guys had started dating.
Sure.
After you guys had sex.
Sure.
After you guys, kids had met at that point. Sure. Right? Yeah. So y'all kids done got involved. You've gone out on dates with her. You slept sure. with her. And all of a sudden...
put her life back together financially.
You financially helped this girl.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she had a change of heart.
Yeah.
And so, you were on the receiving end as well, because she was the one that was cutting off the situationship.
Sure.
And so, what I want to say is when did she start to get tense? Like, was it because you started having conversations about labeling it a relationship, like you my woman or whatever? Or
I think it started becoming weird when I started having expectation for what I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think as long as it was
open and free,
open and free, it was whatever. But the minute I started having the expectation of like, hey, you know, I'm off this weekend, will I see you? Or hey, you know, this event is coming up, I'd want you to be there. Or you know, just typical stuff. I wasn't going to, you know, 100 miles a minute. I just think that at some point when you are building something with a person, and I mean, and I can't really speak for all men or whatever. I mean, I'm built a little different. So for me, I'm just a very like emotionally pure person, especially when it comes to love. And I think that for me, a romantic relationship is one of those things that I've always kind of cherished. So once I found something that I thought was solid, I just went head first. Now, could I have done some things a little bit differently? Sure. But for her, it was just too, at least from how she explained it to me, it was a little too overwhelming for her. So.
Got you. And for me, I feel like mine was just the stickiest of stickiest, because it's like we shared intimate secrets that nobody knew about with one another. We talked sun up till sundown. Like, he became my person. Like, he saw me tears, snot running down my face, just sure. in the most vulnerable of moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was there to comfort me, and he made promises that he wouldn't hurt me. He made promises that I was in a safe space with him, and I could be secure and be myself with him. And overall, I could be intimate with him. And so being that was something that I just absolutely have always wanted in a relationship, and for him to present all of these great qualities.
Yeah. And then just pull the rug from under you.
Yeah. Like literally pull the rug. Anytime I would bring up, you know, I remember one night I shared with him, I don't know what we were talking about. And I said, like, this was a couple of months in at this point. And I told him, I'm like, I don't want to share you with anybody else. The fact that I even had to say that, it mortifies me now.
Yeah.
Like, I could literally slap the black off of me now. But then I accepted the fact that
it could potentially be other people.
There could potentially be other people, but I made excuses in my head, like, how could there be other girls? Because he's always with me. He always texts me. You know what I'm saying? We always see each other. We're da 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 da. I mean, and he got a whole job. Like, he be at work. So how could there be other people in the equation? Mm. And it's just like, girl, there were definitely other women, number one. Number two, if he was really serious about creating a safe space for me, a secure space for me, then he would have made me his girlfriend, and it wouldn't have been an issue for me to meet family. It wouldn't have been an issue to meet friends.
Sure.
But it was, this was after we had been together or been in this predicament for a year. I finally started saying, like, I made a joke about, like, meeting his mom. And I'm just, because he said something like his mom was about to come over, and I was still at his place. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I'll just wait. And he was just like, nah. And it's so funny now. But it's, and y'all can laugh at me for being so foolish. But it was not funny then. Because it's just like.
He was like, nah.
Nah. It's just like, it's like, what you mean? Like, y'all, like, most of you who follow me, you guys know I am not coming with no mess. I consider myself a very classy woman. I'm articulate, you know, I feel like I bring the table and the chairs, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like he was introducing somebody who was less than, so it's like, but clearly there wasn't enough value for me to meet the mama. Cause he sure enough said, nah, like,
bro,
you know, you can stay here a couple more hours, but I'm about to get ready for work. Our work schedules were different. So he was like, I'm about to leave for work, you know, leave the key under the doormat. And I never met his mom after a year plus of being in this relationship. I literally lost a year of dating because I cut off my guys.
Oh, you had them on the flow, huh?
But
you know, I cut my whole roster.
I did, but didn't you do the same thing when you were in your situationship? Didn't you? But yours wasn't as long. Yours was just a couple of months.
Man, that's not even.
Yours was what, like 6-5?
No, it was. I think start to finish, maybe 3 months, 2.5-3 months total.
Okay,
it was short.
But then you cut off your roster too.
I've been through several of them.
Oh, okay.
But the one that like hurt me deep. The reason why I hurt so bad is because, like, you know, for those that know me, I've been divorced. So, like, I typically, when I date, I'm cool. I'm not, like, super reserved or anything, but I don't typically let people get close to me. And I prayed and asked God to just give me the courage to be open with her. And it felt so good what we had. And I didn't want my insecurity of her hurting me, or insecurity of her leaving, or insecurity of whatever I was bringing from a previous relationship to affect what we had. So I just wanted, I just asked for God to give me the strength to love her purely without any hindrance. And I just closed my eyes and jumped off the cliff. And when I opened my eyes and saw that my chute wasn't opening, I'm like, man, this is about to be.
She completely exited stage left.
Yeah. And I mean, but hindsight, I'm glad it happened. I don't have no ill feelings. I honestly think back on it and it's almost laughable now.
Yeah.
It wasn't laughable.
But it's not laughable. And to me, that's the danger of situationships, because it's not funny when you're going through it. Like,
yeah.
It's actually, it could potentially be more scarring than just, say, a normal breakup with somebody. Like, sure. You know your boyfriend or girlfriend is breaking up with you because X, Y, and Z. Typically, in situationships, you don't even get the real authentic reason of why it's ending.
Mm.
And it's real awkward when you get to that ending stage, too, because it's like, well, what are we really cutting off? Like,
right.
Because technically,
yeah. It was nothing to begin with, right? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though it was something.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, but da, 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 da. And so this is where for me it got a lot. Like it felt like a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? To deal with the emotions of really being rejected. Like, yeah. And it's like. A whole year plus, and then, you know, we have the mom situation that occurred, and then after that, I just kind of got this vibe that he wasn't all in like he was before, whereas, like, he wasn't communicating with me all day like he normally did. When I brought up, like, you know, you're ignoring my text. Da, da, da. He made me like was talking to me like I was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, your behavior has changed. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I'm not crazy.
And y'all know. Y'all are detectives.
You just pay attention.
You're intuitive. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, like, y'all feel it. Yeah,
but I mean, that's just like any relationship. Like, even with you as, you know what I'm saying, my friend, if all of a sudden I don't hear from you in a month, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to ask or I'm going to ask, like, what's popping? What's wrong? Yeah. And, you know, when you're with somebody in a situationship, they can feel like, why are you questioning me? Why are you asking?
Right.
What's wrong? It's none of your business.
Sure. No, that's true. That's real.
So I think that one of the dangers is just the fact that you have just this open ended sentence. We'll use that as a metaphor. You have this open endedness. That's not defined.
Sure.
So there's no structure. There's no foundation.
There's not an opportunity for closure.
And when things go awry, there are no opportunities for closure. And then if the person tries to have closure, it doesn't seem authentic.
Right.
So ultimately, it just ends up being in the midst of it, you're really wasting your time.
I agree.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm just shared. So
go ahead and tell it.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it. So like closure for me, even though we've had our quote unquote breakups, and that's the thing, it's so hard to label what it is with a situationship because you're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So
we just call them the cutoff. Like,
yeah, okay, cutoff.
The cutoff.
So we've had our cutoffs in the past, but the last one that ended it, the guy told me he cut it off with me via text.
Ugh. Yeah, that, ooh, yeah.
After a year plus,
ooh,
via text,
ooh,
this grown man.
right.
And then when I was trying to get closure because just a few days prior, I'm thinking we all good in the hood, like doing our normal routine. So mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you know, da-da-da.
Yeah.
And this man, it's like he went from one extreme to another. He missed my birthday.
Oh yeah, this happened.
And then he cut me off via text. And I remember when he said this, I feel like this stung the most. And he was like, we don't owe each other anything. We're not married. Mm. And I was just like, goodness. Like, I was never respected.
Wow.
To feel like you don't owe me an explanation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't care if another woman or whatever, like, say what it is. Like, look me in my face and take ownership for the fact that you wasted a whole year plus of my dating life. And he very well knew, I want to be a mom. I want to be a wife. Like, I'm family oriented. I'm not trying to be a 20-year-old out here dating 10, 12, 15 people and living my best life. I'm not on that wave anymore. Right. So it's not like he was confused about my intentions.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it's just I got confused off of his based on our yo-yoing conversations. One minute it was, I want you to be the mother of my children. The next minute, we're not married. We don't owe each other anything. Mm. So that's how mine ended. That was my sign to never enter into a situationship again. What was yours?
Well, I'll just say that one of the ways my situationship ended was that I'll spare you guys the whole story, but like I had an idea in my head on how it would go, and it would be a situation to where we hadn't really had much contact in about a week or so, and I was gonna show up to her place, knock on the door, she's gonna come to the door and be like, oh, Chris, what are you doing here? And I would be like, you know, I don't know. You know, baby, I was in town. You know what I'm saying? I just had to come and see you. You know, and she would be like, but, and I'd be like, shh. And I put my lips on, my finger on the lips, like, shh.
This is all the scenario you thought. This is how
this,
you thought.
This is what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And then I would be like, listen, I know we're going through our little situation, but let's, you know, let's push pause.
I love you, girl.
I love you, girl. Let's, you know, let's try again. Didn't exactly go that way.
it 100% didn't go that way.
It kind of went, knocked on the door. What are you doing here, nigga? And I was like, well, you know, I was doing, I was just in town. Yeah, don't come here like that no more without, you know. And that turned into a text message immediately afterwards saying that, I don't love you, never loved you. Please don't contact me anymore, reach out to me anymore. And if you try to contact me or reach out to me, I will call the police on you.
And this is somebody who, again, you helped out financially.
Of course.
Like, you got her financially stable.
Right.
Because she wasn't. The kids have met on both ends. You guys went out on dates. Mm-hmm. You guys talked about a future. You guys both said it feels like you're my soulmate. So it's not like this is some
a random
chick. and you popping up.
Yeah, and it's not even like I had been like stalking her for a long time. This literally is like was like the first time I actually tried to like rekindle it, and I got this just nasty.
And this is after her behavior changed. Like, she went from being all in to being distant. And so you going to try to figure out what's going on, and it's like you get hit with the don't contact me no more.
Yeah, and I mean, again, the reason why I take full responsibility for it is because I was a little bit reckless with my heart, and I was a little bit reckless with allowing myself to get so emotionally wrapped up in a person so fast. And even putting myself in a position to think that showing up to a person's place unannounced on some, like, this is that TV show Love Is, and she was going to open up the door. You know, like, I at the time felt like I was living in a fantasy land in my head, and that, you know, I genuinely thought like this whole concept of love was like this like majestical, elusive thing that, you know, I had somehow captured. And at the end of the day, it's a lot more fundamentally straightforward than that. And at the time, I just was, you know, I was just in my feelings, and I really got a reality check of like,
you were never in a relationship.
Yeah, I was never in what I thought I was in.
Yeah.
And it was like, once I realized that, I was fine. I was able to swallow my pride, walk away from it, lick my wounds, and go, okay, got it. You know, and I started moving differently with anybody else that I dealt with differently after that. And not necessarily from a negative perspective. I was just able to be a lot more authentic and force them to be authentic with me and not live in this fairyland of what I potentially thought it could be, or the roses and bubbles of what it could be.
So when you mean authentic, what you're trying to say is you mean realistic. Like, you don't live in the fairy tale of potential.
Sure.
You take it for literally what it is in front of you. Like, you don't let people, and I get it. Like, because at the end of the day, I got fed so many empty promises. My head was in the clouds.
Sure.
And ultimately, I take responsibility for not having enough boundaries and really, ultimately, really knowing what my boundaries were. It took this relationship to have me do a lot of self-reflection to realize, like, boundaries are so important. Because had my boundaries been in place, it's no way a year plus of this would have occurred.
Sure.
Like, his actions didn't match his words. If you want me to be the mother of your kids and you love me and, you know, you want this future and, you know, you're even working on me, saying initially the man was saying I had intimacy issues.
Right. Had you think something was wrong with
you? Yeah, somehow I'm closed off and everything else. And you know, he's telling me I have this safe space to be connected with him. But it's like his actions were not matching up. Right. And ultimately, I think one of the main dangers, again, with situationships is that a person feels like they're in limbo once the relationship ends. And that's because the relationship was never defined.
Sure.
And ultimately, the individuals that I feel like they know what they're doing. I feel like they know that, you know, they're stringing the person along or, you know, creating a fantasy world for them to live in. I think once it ends, it is their responsibility to answer questions and to not belittle how they feel.
Sure.
Like, that person is still a human. So it takes a really mature person, I think, though, and a very self-aware person to sit down and own, like, okay, yeah, like, I definitely created this fantasy world for you to live in. I take responsibility. I'm sorry. You're not crazy. But technically that really doesn't happen. So it's just don't put yourself in a position to where you got to end a situationship.
Right.
It's not fun.
I agree. I think from my vantage point, the dangers of a situationship is that, I mean, the thing that I've discovered is that we're all broken people. And we all come into relationships trying to fill a void or heal a hurt in some way, shape, or form. Or build upon something. And what happens is when you get into a situationship, there's a false sense of, you create this artificial consciousness of what it could be, but it really isn't. And when you're trying to build real feelings on a false foundation, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Because essentially, much to your point, and we're essentially saying the same thing, is that, like, a situationship isn't a real thing. Typically,
it's not. It makes the person, the person gets to live with all the benefits of a relationship, but without the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't have strong enough boundaries set in our scenarios or our experiences, rather, we ended up getting our feelings stupid hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just moving forward, like, I mean, that really is a boundary, like making sure the person is taking responsibility for themselves in the relationship.
Sure.
And, you know, being open enough to say, hey, like, I'm in a space for, you know, a relationship, or I'm not. And because I'm not going to take any benefits from you or create this picture as if eventually we will be together with the title.
Sure.
And I
just thought of an analogy, and it's sort of a spin off of an analogy that I heard previously, but it's almost like a situationship is like sitting down and feeding a person cake. And like, you still go through all of the same motions you do to eat real food. You chew, you swallow, just like real cake, but you can't live on cake. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you are going to get sick just eating cake, because it's not real food. You can't sustain life off of cake. It's just sugar.
Right.
It feels great when you're eating it. It tastes good. You're still going through the motions of eating, but it ultimately, it's not something that's going to sustain you. And eventually, you're just setting yourself up for hurt. So
you're going to get sick.
That's what a situationship is cake. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And on that note, that's the we're going to actually end it on that note. Just to my listeners, you know, take a step back, reevaluate your boundaries if you don't have any. Get some self-help books. Start asking friends who you think have healthy relationships. Ask your parents if they have a healthy relationship. What boundaries should potentially look like, and then for you, sit down and figure out what you want them to be, and go from there, because boundaries really will prevent you from being in a situationship. And if you are in one, get out, because the longer you're in it, the more you're wasting time. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Hey.
You've been listening to the Purpose Planner Podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe, review, and rate this podcast. You can follow us on Instagram under Purpose Planner, and I cannot wait to have another purposeful conversation with you next week.